The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio at 5 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com, or YouTubing or Facebooking. It's great to have you with us this morning. Always appreciate it. So, Sergeant Joe Imperatrice doing such a great job with Blue Lives Matter, and you know that I always have we always have Joe on the show, and now he brings my longtime friend. I mean, and as he sits next to me now. We have had so many laughs. We've had he's one of the most talented film actors, stage actors. Really, truly one of the. He's a legend in the industry. When he walks into a room, you know it's Chaz Palminteri, and he's got that what I always call that old school glamour of the film stars. You know what I'm saying? So, but he's a great guy, and he never ever. You walk down the streets of Arthur Avenue, and you will see a mural. That is big as a building, and it is of Chaz Palminteri. So this is one of the great New Yorkers. Chaz, an honor to have you with us, my friend. God bless
thank you, Joe.
And good
thank
to see you, my
much.
Friend. Chaz Palminteri and Joe Imperatrice, God bless you. God bless you for doing all the work you do. When I said, I don't want to be overdramatic doing God's work. This is the guy, Chaz. He steps up for the police, and you've always supported the NYPD.
Always supported the NYPD from day one.
And Joe, how are you doing, buddy? All good?
It's getting busy. But for a good reason.
No, we're trying to get you elected to office, Chaz. Chaz, this is
one
the guy. You got to get up there, man. Do
one
something like that.
Will.
So before, I could talk to Chaz about so many things. We have such a funny relationship where we take you around, we travel around the country. But first and foremost, you have an event that will benefit Blue Lives Matter. And Chaz stepped up to help you out. And to get up this early in the morning, Chaz, did you go to sleep at all? Did you just stay up all night?
No, I went to sleep. I went to sleep. NYPD is the only people who can get me up this early.
That is it. So tell us about the event. It's at the Nekotras?
Yeah, it's going to be in Nekotras. They're great with us. It's October 24th. Yeah. And back in February, we held a fundraiser for the Singh family. Ronell was killed December 26th.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm standing downstairs, and out of nowhere, I look to my left and see Chaz come down here all on his own.
Wow.
And I knew he followed us, but I didn't expect him to show up. And Chaz goes right down to Reggie, the brother, and out of his own pocket, gives him a check for his family and for the wife. And from that day forward, I said, this guy's incredible. And I knew the stuff that he did with the Detective Endowment Association. And I said, you know what? Let's see what we can do. So we set up lunch. And we were brainstorming back and forth because he's got a great foundation in the Child Reach Foundation. It does a lot of things for children with a rare form of blood cancer. And I said, how can we work together? And he said, Joe, we start brainstorming ideas. I said, why don't we play the movie? He goes, I'll come out and do a no-holds-barred Q&A for the police officers. Let's raise some money for officers' children with disabilities. And I said, you know what, let's put it together. And here we are.
This is great. Chaz, thank you. You're allegiance with the NYPD. Just because you're from the Bronx, just because you're a New York guy, you knew and supported law enforcement? Did you have family in law enforcement?
Actually, my uncles were police in Brooklyn. They were all detectives and policemen. But no, not my father, not my dad. But my dad always was the bus driver, my father. And he always respected the NYPD. He always respected policemen. He said, when a cop tells you to sit down, move over there, you don't say nothing, you just move over there. You know, I mean, and he always told me that. Always comply with police.
Yeah.
Always be respectful.
Then
when I got into Hollywood, I just saw the way some people in the entertainment business don't appreciate the NYPD, and it bothered me, you know? And I was like, wait a second here. You know, all lives matter. Blue lives matter, too, you know?
Yeah,
everybody
right.
matters.
That's right.
You know, sure, is there a bad apple in a bunch once in a while? Absolutely. But you know what? The majority, when you dial 911, you got to get your, you know, people save your life. Come
on. I know. and they get called for domestic calls. I always say, Chaz, is that when they get domestic calls, you got to wear a flak suit anymore, man. You got to go in with the bulletproof.
Oh, my God. Domestic calls are the worst.
22 police officers killed already in action this year already. We just lost in Missouri. And I know, Joe, thank you for staying on top of that. Yeah. The Blue Lives Matter always posts when we lose a police officer. Yeah. To your point, Chaz, it's just dangerous. They go with a domestic incident, 911,
right,
and in a stressed area of the United States. The police go right in, don't ask any questions.
Exactly right. I mean, we have to support our police officers. You have to, all over the country. It's very, very important.
That is good stuff. Hey, Chaz, so can I ask how you're touring, Joe? I know we're going to talk about Blue Lives Matter, but I got to talk to my buddy about touring. You're going to be in Montclair, New Jersey at the Wellmont. That's a Wellmont, right?
Yes.
Albert, is that right?
On the 20th, 9/20.
That's great, man.
What is the month 9/20? That's
it. September.
I went blank.
September. It's too early.
It's too early for me. September 20th, I'll be at the Wellmont Theater, Montclair, New Jersey.
So I got to tell you, I tell you this before, when you see this man live, and as great as the film is, and when you see Chaz live reenacting all the characters of Bronx Tale, one man show. And I talk to you listening and watching now. Not a sip of water. It's a must-see. He's done it. I've seen him on Broadway. I stalk Chaz at this point. I go everywhere he goes. When he first started thinking about doing it, he used to come see my show. Remember, he used to come live show. Joe, you used to ask me 1,000 questions. And then what made you put The Bronx Tale back? Because you started as a play.
I started as the one-man show. That was way before the movie. Way before the musical, that's what De Niro saw. Everybody in Hollywood wanted it. I got offered over millions of dollars to give it up, but I said no. I want to play the part. I want to write it. Finally, I said no, and then De Niro came to see it, and he said, "Look, I think you'd be great as Sonny. You should do it, and we'll make the movie together."
And you were, it wasn't in New York. You got
I started notoriety. In L.A., then I came to New York. Yes,
wow,
that's
man.
Correct.
And De Niro saw you in...
He saw me in L.A. and New York.
Wow, man. And did you say, look, I got to have this made in the Bronx, on the streets where I was brought up?
No. We couldn't do it in the Bronx because I would have to close down the neighborhood, and as you know, that's not good because I would have too many partners in the neighborhood, and I don't want all those partners. So I said, no. So De Niro, we found a great place in Queens, and we used Queens and Brooklyn, and it was duplicated the neighborhood, and it worked out great.
That's great. I asked you this once before. Forgive me. I always ask you about Joe. You know what? Chaz, again, you were... Did you do a film before that? Before Bronx Tale?
I did one film before Bronx Tale, and that was called Oscar with Stallone.
Yeah, right. Yes. I remember that was fun with Sly. Yeah, so your entrance when Sonny first came on, and I told you this before. We talked about this before, and not to get too esoteric, but as I always appreciated the patience coming up with the young Eddie Murphy, his patience on film. And I always said, now, I think Eddie had, and I hope he doesn't mind me telling you this, he had like a coach with him. When Chaz is revealed as Sonny and C is about to, and they go down the police line, and I told Chaz this before, so I tell you, listen, the camera hits you, Chaz, it hits you, right? And I told you that, you don't look, the instinct is to look like at the character you're talking to. You did this cool look away, man. The cameras, it kind of rolled to you, and you weren't even looking at the camera, man. It was so cool. And then you slowly turned to the kid. What, that was one of the most brilliant moments I've seen. The coolest moment. And I'm telling you, because not only because I love you as a friend, but I'm a fan. Where did that patience come from? Did you have a coach, if I may ask?
No.
Say, you just instinctively...
No, I...
Do you know the guts it takes?
No.
Your second film and you're looking away and De Niro's directing it?
Well, Bob didn't say nothing. He said it was okay. So I said, all right. You know, I just thought my instinct would be to look away, then look at the camera. Oh. I thought it would be more stronger.
And you know what, too? In the dying scene with Nick Nolte, that was one of the best... one of the best dying scenes ever. In all the film.
Oh, Nick Nolte's a great actor, and we had a lot of fun working and doing that movie together, Mulholland Falls.
Oh, just spectacular, yeah. You know. So, Joe Purchase, give us the date, where we're going. It's at the Hilton. Chaz going to Staten Island. When you met him, he went over to Staten Island?
We went to the city. We met in the city. Yeah, restaurant.
We met at our restaurant, my restaurant.
Yeah, Chaz Bond. What a great group over there.
Where, my restaurant on 30, let me throw that plug
please,
in.
Please, give me a, come on.
On 30 West 46th Street, one of the best Italian restaurants in the city. Yeah. I'm there a lot. Usually I'm there on Wednesdays and Saturday nights.
You get
sometimes.
Applause when you walk in.
But I get it, but let me tell you,
they, huh?
Look, people come to see, they'll come to see me once at the restaurant. But the food is so great that they come back again and again and again.
Yeah, so it's great.
All right.
We've been there. It's been great. So where will we see this? You're showing The Bronx Tale, and then you'll have a Q&A with Chaz Palminteri right there at the Hilton in the ballroom in there?
Correct. It's October 24th. You can go to BlueLivesMatterNYC.org to get your tickets. You know, police officers, every single day we go out there and we deal with everyone else's problems, no matter what it is. You wear 100 different hats, and a lot of these officers, they go home, they have children with disabilities and special needs, and they feel alone, and there's nobody to help them. And the bills do mount up because a lot of the medical expenses, they're not covered. So it'd be nice night to raise the money for them, surprise them, whether they need a wheelchair, a ramp, whether they need a door widened in their house, whether they need a shower stall. And it's incredible, and I'm touched. I'm a little Italian guy from Staten Island. You got a Hollywood actor, of yourself, who really appreciate us. We're up in the morning. You invite us here, and it means so much, not just to me, but to these families that sometimes feel that there's no other hope. And to be able to have Chaz dedicate his time when he's doing 1,000 other things to want to help support the police officers. I can't thank him enough. And like
you know, I know both these guys, Albert, right? And I love, these are the guys. So we know Sergeant very, very well, Chaz. He comes in all the time. And how's Lisa doing? Lisa Tuzzolo doing?
What Always a busy. Oh, great
Lisa's great. Oh, that girl moves my heart, man. Huh?
And 100%, just so people know out there, 100% of the proceeds go to the Blue Lives Matter, to these families. Yeah. So this is for a charity, and I'm going to be doing a Q&A. We're going to see Bronx Tale. Then I'm going to be sitting down doing a Q&A, and I'm going to tell you great stories about how the whole thing happened with Bronx Tale, the funny things about when we did the crap game with Robert De Niro. Because, you know, Bob De Niro, he likes to use real money. Because, you know, Bob, the way Bob is. No fake money. We got to use real money. So we got $10,000 in 20s and 5s and singles. And we gave it to all the guys. Now these are not actors. Now don't forget, these are not actors. These are just guys that we hired for the movie. And all of a sudden, at the end of the first day, the prop guy walks up and says, "Bob, we're $900 short. They stole the money." We had to search these guys. So the next day, we had to say, "Fellas, you got to put the money back. We're making a movie here." So these are all great stories that I'm going to tell. I'm going to do a great Q&A. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's so great. I got to tell you.
How'd you get the money? Did they actually volunteer to put the money back?
They had to put it back.
No, like at the end of the, well, you know, at the end of the week, you get something, whatever.
No, but they didn't realize. They said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I put it in my pocket."
They actually thought they won.
Come on, a bunch of Italian guys. They stole the money. Who are we kidding here?
That is the best. So I got it. So the funniest thing I did, and Chaz, forgive me. I got to just tell you, when I asked Chaz to go down to the National Italian American Foundation, we went down there, and we go down there, and this is my favorite Chaz story. I told the guys when we came back, and they go, "Chaz is going to, will he go in the parade with us?" People ask me because they know I know Chaz. They're afraid to ask Chaz, right? We go on the parade, New Orleans, this huge parade. It's for like the Italian, whatever it was. It's like, was it Columbus Day? Whatever it was.
Exactly.
And we went down there. So we get down, and he goes, "Joey, what time you need me there?" He goes, "You just got to be around 5:30, I think, or so." He comes down. They put us on a float, Joey. They put us on a float. And they have like these posts on the float because the floats move. They're being pulled in, and you have to put a belt. You're going to put a belt around you to hold you because, God forbid, may fall off the float. So I got to say to Chaz Palminteri, Academy Award nominated actor, brilliant actor, my buddy, "Chaz, you got to put the belt around you and you got to attach it to the phone." He wouldn't stop the whole from busting my jobs. And I can't even tell you what he said on the air here.
No, because you can't say what I said on the air.
Joey, he went on. I swear to goodness, I was so hysterical. People, the comments from Chad, that was my best time with you.
We had fun. We did have a lot of fun.
But I got to ask you before we let you go, and Joey, the date once again, because we want, where can they go to get tickets, by the way, for this great event?
BlueLivesMatterNYC.org under special events.
All right. We're going to check it out to help out the NYPD. Chaz, tell us when you went through, if I may, with respect, when you went through security. And then,
oh, the airport?
Yeah. Can you tell us that story?
Yeah, I was in L.A. and I was going through security at the airport, and I have a hat on. I was wearing this hat. It said 9/11, you know, NYPD. It was for for everybody who died in 9/11.
Yeah.
And so I was going through, and I this gentleman was right before me. And he had a hat on. He was a Muslim, which is fine. And he was wearing his hat, which is fine. And he walked right through. So I was next. I just happened to be next. So the woman says to me, you got to take off your hat. You know, I wear my hat and my glasses like I always do when I'm walking around. And she didn't recognize me at all. I mean, that's fine. And I said, excuse me? She goes, you got to take off your hat. I said, well, that guy that was just right before me, the gentleman, he didn't take his hat off. She goes, that's a religious artifact. He could wear his hat. I said, well, this is my religion. NYPD is my religion. I'm not taking my hat off. She goes, if you don't take your hat off, you're not getting on the plane. I said, I'm not taking my hat off, and I'm getting on the plane. She goes, I'm going to call the police. I said, go right ahead. So she called these two cops, and the police came over, and you know, as they came over, they recognized right away. And he said, and I took my glasses off. He said, Chaz, what are you doing? You causing it? I said, no. I said, let me tell you what just happened. I said, the gentleman before me was a Muslim, and that's fine. I said, I respect him. He was wearing a hat. She let him go right through. She's telling me that I got to take my hat off. I said, I will not be treated as a guest in my own country. This is my country. You cannot treat me like a guest. I said, this is my religion. I support the NYPD. I'm not taking a hat off. And the cops just looked at each other, and they went, go through. And I walked through with the hat on, and I got on the plane.
And no, I know what you mean. No disrespect to anybody or to any religion.
No, not at all.
But the fact that they always treat us there, and when you think about you and your family came from Sicily,
that's right. This is my country. I got to take. No. Sorry.
This is Chaz Palminteri, and Chaz, you're welcome to hang. I know you got up early, and I know you got a lot to do, but we appreciate you being with us, Sergeant Imperatrice. Thank you so much for what you're doing. I went to your event this year. It was great. The way you're building this up, the way you're acknowledging, I'm telling you. Yeah, Joe, what you've done with Blue Lives Matter.
That's right. It really helps these families
And we're so pro-law enforcement, and I know whether it's the New Jersey State Police with my buddy Superintendent Colonel Pat Callahan, Commissioner O'Neill, Commissioner Bratton was just here the other day. We support, and we have a lot of the 45,000+ people of the NYPD. They listen. We support them. Chaz is here for you, and Joe Imperatrice is for you. This is in October. Go to Blue Lives Matter NYC.
Let's give the date, October.
October 24th, 7 p.m. You can go to bluelivesmatternyc.org. We're really going to be pushing it because we want to help these families the best we can. They go out there every day. You just saw Detective Lou Alvarez, for instance, 9/11, going up to D.C. To try to fight for this stuff. And this is all we could do. At the end of the day, all we have is each other. We got to fight for these officers, fight for their children and people that need it most. And it's individuals like yourself that have a platform in the world that really do support us and give us hope in a time where it's not popular to support the police officers. And on behalf of myself and law enforcement everywhere, I just want to say thank you, because we just can't thank you enough. And you guys will say, no, you guys are the heroes, but it's people like yourselves with the platform that are setting the example for other individuals in your field that really try to make it a little bit easier for us. So thank you guys.
No, Joe, thank you. Thanks for your service, Joe. Right, Chaz?
These God guys, bless.
Every
Absolutely.
Day.
Every day.
Chaz, I love you, man.
Same here,
Family's man. Good. Everybody's good, man, like that, huh?
Everything's great, but I'll never go on another parade with you again. I felt like I was on Disneyland. The guy put a belt around my waist. I felt like I was 12.
Hi, everybody.
He lashed out at me. The whole parade.
I still lash out at him.
Joe, you, I won't even tell. We'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
I love you, Chaz. God bless you.
God bless.
Privilege always to have be in your presence, Chaz Palminteri. I love you, my friend. Hey, Piscopo, the morning. Debbie's out there on the roads, 822 on AM 970. The answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Chaz. Good morning, everybody. Let's go out to 287 North, exit 12, getting up through Franklin Township. It's an accident waiting for you there. Then you're busy 287 North by exit 44 in Booton. Accident blocking two lanes. It's a jackknifed tractor trailer. Garden State Parkway South at 168, a crash over there. We're still seeing delays on the southbound side of the New York State Thruway, getting down toward 15A in Sloatsburg. It's an accident being cleaned up. Prepare for some delays as you take it to 17 westbound, getting up toward exit 130A, getting out through Monroe. That's some ongoing road work. Speeds reduced over at the Tappan Zee Bridge because of the rain. Deegan South in the 230s, a collision over there. Traffic is moving slowly. Westbound belt across Bay Boulevard with an accident. And we're still seeing delays on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, 440 out through the Verrazano. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down up by the Prospect. Some thunderstorms today with a high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is astonished by Joe Biden.
Can you fathom how desperate you have to be as a presidential candidate who sees your front running status kind of evaporating? It's like sand through his fingers. And he literally said, when I'm president, we'll cure cancer.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Win a case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. Enter on AM970TheAnswer.com or by calling the Joe Piscopo Show during Italian Trivia Contest. Contest runs from Wednesday, May 23rd until further notice. Online winners will be chosen at random every Wednesday during contest duration. On-air winners will be announced during the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday during contest duration. Chance of winning is based on number of entries or calls. Prize is one case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. See complete contest rules at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Hey, Piscopo in the morning, 826 right now. Thanks to Chaz, the great Chaz Bomateri, and Joe Imperatrice, Sergeant Imperatrice, doing such a great job of Blue Lives Matter. And we'll be following up on that at the great event. October, Chaz, they're going to be screening a Bronx Tale in the Q&A afterwards. All to benefit Blue Lives Matter. Hey, you tired of dealing with dummies? Can I tell you about Route 22 Toyota? I love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. It's good people. The whole show. What we try to do here on the Piscopo Show in the morning is just bring in good people and have fun. But when we talk to you about Route 22 Toyota, it's such a nice family there, starting with Iggy Giuffre, who's one of the great guys I've ever met, and Carmelo and Chester, and then the family. But Shoy is there, and Johnny, Alex Kinsella. I keep telling you about Alex. He gives you the 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers, right? And now this you get. Look at me. I'm like so generous. I'm going to give you the 835. It's 827. I'll give you almost 10 minutes. But I'm supposed to tell you first five callers next 5 minutes. You'll get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota if you call 855-621-9949. It's 855-621-9949. And you'll check out the state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. All European models are excluded, but you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter. You know what I'm saying? First five callers, next 5 minutes, plus if you call 855-621-9949. And then you'll check out, like I always tell you, the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. You know what? I'm like a car geek, right? So I go in there. I just can't believe this beautiful showroom. You'll be able to check out the showroom. You'll meet Alex Kinsella. You'll meet Iggy and Chester and Carmelo and the family. That is Route 22 Toyota. Best of all, you don't got to deal with dummies. You will not have to deal with dummies. No back and forth. None of the shenanigans that you get from a regular car dealer. You want to visit Route 22 Toyota, and you start here. I'm going to give you the 835. I'm giving you some extra minutes here. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter, 855-621-9949 from Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Come on, it's Bruce with Piscopo in the morning.
They sit in the car outside your house, they're quiet. I can feel the heat coming round. I go to
radio with Frankie Five Barrels. Where'd you go, Frankie? You stepped out because of microphone shortage or something like that?
Yeah.
You should jump in. I mean, I thought
well,
I was going to jump in.
Four microphones.
Yeah, well, you could we get more for you. Then we got enough.
Oh, thank you.
Get some of those there. You always humbly, with yeah. humility, step out of the studio when we have guests coming in like that.
Yeah.
That was great. That's a good thing. And yeah, and you know what? Of course, you can't do everything. We'll be in Italy. We'll be in Italy.
That's right.
We'll be in Italy on October at the time of the Bronx Tale and the Blue
right.
Lives Matter. But we will support it handily and talk to you about it, I'm sure, before we go into that. You all set? Are you set for Italy, Frankie?
I haven't packed or anything.
Are you up for it a little bit? Are you just
you know, I don't like to travel, honestly. But, I mean, everyone says it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so I am looking forward to going. And my mom is really excited.
That's
I mean,
great.
That's the best.
That is great.
You know, I'm getting married just a couple of weeks before, so I'm not terribly eager to be away from my wife for 11 straight days.
But she can't get away. Can we pull some strings? Can we write a note?
No.
Can we have Chaz call him?
But you know what the best part is? He's going with his mom, which I think is really cool. Like, he could have taken anybody.
Yes.
And because his wife can't go, he takes his mom. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is
10
awesome.
Days in Italy with your mother? Me with my mother 10 days in Italy? I might be buried somewhere. Probably.
What's that?
My mother would probably have me buried somewhere.
You took your mother to, where'd you go?
San Francisco.
California. That was nice, right?
Yeah. No? Well, I almost died going uphill, pushing her in a wheelchair to go get souvenirs while she was smoking.
And probably yelling at you, right?
Yeah. And I'm choking and coughing, and she's, we need a break. Is that right?
So, Jussie Smollett.
Fraud.
But this is Frankie. Humble. I mean, really? Really? Did you see the video?
I did.
He had the listen to me. Listen. And he had the noose around his neck. He had the noose around his neck. The disrespect. The people that were lynched. The Italian-Americans that were lynched in 1891 in New Orleans. The lynchings down south. He had a noose around his neck that was planted around his neck. And he goes. He says to the police, did you see the video? Oh, I wanted to leave it on so you could see it.
Yeah.
And it was a white. It was like the noose was all clean. It wasn't even like it was.
Right. So if people don't know what Joe's talking about, the public can now view the body cam footage related to the purported assault of actor Jussie Smollett. The Chicago police have released around 70 hours of video footage and hundreds of files from this investigation into this purported attack. And some of this video, as you just mentioned, Joe, shows him with this white rope looped around his neck, which he claimed his alleged attackers had placed on him. Now it appears that the whole attack was fabricated. There were no charges for him from this state's attorney, Kim Fox. And now there's been a special prosecutor appointed to investigate why there were no charges filed.
See, tell me about the election in Queens and this gal that wants to just not have any consequences for crime. Because if I may, and I don't know that this is a good analogy, but do you see what's happening? This guy, and I don't have no disregard or hate toward Jussie Smollett, but what he did to have people to fake his own what is it? What can you call it? I don't even know what to call it.
He faked
his own assault.
Right.
But a racist attack with the MAGA hats.
Yeah.
Like to go after the president. For him to be able to do this, this guy should be in jail for what he did.
You would think
there should be consequences. What I'm saying, when you're going to vote this gal in the Queens,
I think it's a big difference with, and I think they're both not necessarily good, but it's a big difference between what Kim Fox did and what Tiffany Caban wants to do, because Kim Fox basically made a deal with someone or did a favor for someone behind the scenes, and as part of a corrupt deal, let this guy off scot-free. Tiffany Caban is many things.
She's more upfront
about
it.
She's not corrupt, as far as we know. She is very brazen and very honest about what she wants to do. She's not doing anything behind the scenes. This is all out in the open. So what is her model? One is end the war on drugs. So she's not going to arrest anybody and put anyone in jail for drug possession, no matter what the drug is. Heroin, cocaine, whatever. Every substance abuse disorder is going to be treated as a medical issue. She wants to work with safe injection facilities. Now, if you live in Queens, something tells me if you put a lot of money into buying your house, you don't necessarily want a heroin injection facility in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Her whole mantra, no matter what, is prosecute less, which is an interesting platform for a prosecutor to run on.
No matter what crime you committed.
Prosecute less. It's all part of ending mass incarceration in Queens. Ending cash bail. Charge misdemeanors with restraint. My favorite seek shorter sentences for felonies.
Can I ask a question? Who goes to jail under her?
Oh, excellent question.
That's a short list. This must be a short list.
Abusive landlords.
Murderers?
Abusive landlords.
Murderers?
Corporations, mostly.
Oh. You can kill in Queens. It's fine.
So she is going to hold drug companies accountable for overprescribing. I happen to be for that.
But I don't mean to interrupt, but I am going to interrupt. Yeah, the Bramnick laws. But I am going to interrupt. Want to have smaller sentences for people who commit crimes. What is the
violent crimes?
What is the deterrent? Let's say you're a gang member in Queens.
There is none.
What's the deterrent?
There is none.
Instead of being 10 years in jail, I'm only going to serve two.
Cause we have to run. I just want to mention a couple of these other important initiatives of hers. No more broken windows crimes. Now, you heard from Bill Bratton. We've talked to Bernie Kerik. We've talked to Ray Kelly. Yeah, we've talked to Rudy Giuliani about what a game changer. We've talked to Heather McDonald about what a game changer broken windows policing has been. That's over in Queens if she gets elected. And my personal favorite, Joe, in the Tiffany Caban playbook is prosecute ICE. She will prosecute ICE agents who exceed their authority and endanger our communities under all of New York's relevant statutes and ordinances.
Thank you, Frankie. Just you got to hear it loud and clear, because I'm telling you, folks like this, like AOC, that are getting in, and some of the newer progressive socialists that want to take over, that makes no sense what they're doing, and it just hurts the country. But it's scary because they're not listening to the consequences when you put someone like this in office. You ever know? See, Al already tweeted a picture of he and Chaz out.
What about the Twitter ban?
I don't know how I got it, but I got it.
Because I tagged you in it, and I don't have a Twitter ban.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
He doesn't
follow me anymore. There's no
because
ban.
We should be together. Was that not together? No, it was you and Chaz that you tweeted out. I want to do like the whole show
show didn't take a picture with him.
We didn't take a picture. You took a picture of him. But did you put a picture out?
No. I adhere to the Twitter ban. I have a tweet timed to go out at 10:10 about Steve Dunleavy.
Here we go.
I'm trying to put the whole branding together.
Right, I get it. Right.
I don't even sit
there. And I tagged
Matt
everyone.
Matt hasn't even tweeted out the picture of Chaz.
I tagged the Joe Piscopo show, Joe Piscopo, this, that, to spread word.
As Chaz says.
Maybe I should have tagged the other show.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Right. Nobody cares.
Gang up on me today.
8:37. Hey, Mike Gallagher's coming up momentarily. Oh, I see your phone calls. Now I'm turning into Doug Weiner. I'm sorry. 877-970-2999. Balance of Nature phone line. We'll get to the calls as soon as I possibly can. Mike Gallagher's coming up. Big Al Gattulo's here. Chaz's personal friend. To do the headline news live and local on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
70 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will meet with 9/11 first responders who are pushing for reauthorization of the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. The meeting expected to happen sometime today. McConnell has been the focal point of a public shaming by former Daily Show host Jon Stewart. Stewart has argued that 9/11 first responders should not have to come to Capitol Hill periodically to beg for continued funding. A new study shows a link between some common drugs and dementia. The research published in the JAMA International Internal Medicine Journal found that drugs like antidepressants, antipsychotics, and anti-epileptic drugs are associated with a 50% increased risk of dementia. The scientists behind the study say it adds to the growing body of evidence that these types of drugs have associations with dementia risk. Despite the new study, the researchers warn that people shouldn't stop taking their medication, but should talk to their doctors if they're concerned. In sports, Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Hicks homered to help power the Yankees to a 10-8 win over the Blue Jays. Bombers also tying the Major League record by homering in their 27th straight game. Steven Matz allowing 3 homers, 7 runs in 4 1/3, as the Mets lost 13-7 against the Phillies in Philadelphia. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you. Tough ride on the southbound New York State Thruway, exit 15A into Sloatsburg. Accident involving a tractor trailer. The right lane remains blocked. Down at the Tappan Zee Bridge, speeds down to 35 because of the rain. Traffic is still a problem for you on 287 northbound, getting up toward exit 44 in Booton. A collision just clear, but traffic is still horrendous over there. 46 westbound. westbound, getting from that Fairfield area, getting out toward Willowbrook Mall. Watch out for some down wires. We're still seeing delays this morning on the Deegan South in the 230s with a collision as well. Stop and go traffic as you head over to the LIE westbound in toward the BQE, 15 to 20 in over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And do prepare for delays this morning as you head over to the southbound Van Wyck right by the Jackie Robinson, a disabled vehicle in the way over there. Some delays at the airports, some scattered thunderstorms today with a high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Are you getting notices from the IRS that you've been ignoring? The IRS will get your attention fast when they garnish your paycheck or freeze your bank account. Do not try and deal with the IRS on your own. You're already up a creek without a paddle. Last thing you want to do is say the wrong thing, make your problem worse. Let my friends at Rush Tax Resolution do the talking for you. They can help you if you call them at 855-IRS-CALL. I know Rush Tax. They've got lawyers on staff who specialize in tax resolution with a phenomenal success record. A-plus rated with the BBB, zero complaints. Rush Tax Resolution can stop levies and wage garnishments fast and settle debt with the IRS for the lowest amount possible if you qualify. The consultation is free, and they'll only take your case if they know they can help. This is a no-brainer. 855-IRS-CALL. 855-477-2255. 855-IRS-CALL or RushTaxResolution.com. That's RushTaxResolution.com.
It's Joe Lundberg, and I want to tell you about Walmart's grocery pickup. It's a definite winner. Now, I've tried it, gave them my exact time for pickup, and it really does work. Now, they bring it out and load it right up into your car. They pick just the perfect stuff, and the produce was of the highest quality. And we've definitely made Walmart grocery pickup part of our shopping routine. Go to grocery.walmart.com. Check it out. I'm telling you, it's quick. It's easy, and it's convenient.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I'm thrilled to be co-hosting the Stand With Israel tour with my friend Dennis Prager. This tour of the Holy Land will bring us face-to-face with one of our country's most important allies and one of the most fascinating spiritual regions on earth. More than a vacation, this bucket list trip will deepen your faith and expand your mind. I personally want to invite you to join me on this journey. Register today, and I'll see you in Israel.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 8:42. Mike Gallagher coming up himself. Planning for the future is important. You know that. Are you and your family protected? You got to go see Mike Connors, please. You need a will. You need a trust. You need power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, and estate plan. Attend a Connors and Sullivan free seminar and have all your questions answered by Mike Connors himself. By the way, this is it's the 25th, and you know what you got to do? I got to tell you right now. You got to go see Mike today. This is the 25th at 3 West Club. It's on 3 West 51st Street, right in Midtown, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. today at the 3 West Club. All right. Look at Mike. He does it for free. And tomorrow at Bocelli Ristorante, 1250 Highland Boulevard. It's on Staten Island, 11 a.m., 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. These are free seminars by the one guy that knows more about wills and trusts and power of attorney and all of that more than anybody else. Now, if you can't make these seminars, please call 718-238-6500. That's the direct line to Connors and Sullivan. Lisa will answer the phone. You'll go over there. You'll sit. You have a blast. Bridget will be there. They make it so comfortable. I did it myself. Remember I told you I was going there, and I called, and I couldn't get there, and Joey came in, and we all went out together, and we met Kelly and Rose and everybody and Bridget, and they made it so comfortable. Now, you know what? There's a weight of the world off my shoulders because now I have my financial plan, so God forbid something happens to me, that I am got it all in order. I mean, as meticulous as you want it to be, Mike could fix it for you. 718-238-6500. Connors and Sullivan. As Mike Connors always says, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is what? Not planning at all.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy .com studios.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 844 right now. Let me go to Sue in Jamaica. Good morning, Sue. What is on your mind this morning? Hi.
Hi, and I'm just telling the people in Queens, they better wake up and vote for the judge,
because otherwise, I have lived in Queens since I'm 7 and I'm 79. I'm taking 5 people with me to vote. And then I'm going to come back and get 5 more people in my co-op.
There it is.
They're crazy in this borough.
I know.
They better get somebody who knows the law and not people who are going to open up the jails.
It's so
some
true.
Of these women, I'm wondering what the hell they're thinking of.
You know, I don't know, Sue, but thank you. We love your passion, and you're absolutely right. Get out and vote. You know, I had a great chat with a very close friend yesterday about this, how the country can slip away. We're a very young country. You know, you look at the countries around the world, we're very, very young. And all of these things that are coming into socialism and the insanity of the progressive left, it's all, and the anti-American rhetoric, the anti-Semitic rhetoric that's happening now, it could all just seep in and take over. We have to stand up. And sometimes I feel like, Sue said, she's in her 70s. Is it the older generation that understands what happened in the Second World War because we were alive and we heard it from our parents and our grandparents? Is it because we, the boomers, went through the 60s and we saw what could happen and we saw the misguided help and non-help for people in need, the racial divide that happened in the 60s. Did we all see it? I don't know. Is it older that we see it? Is it with age comes wisdom so we could see? There's a problem in the country, and it is a very, very important time, and we've got to be very – you've got to show up. And all those people that we talk about that don't even register to vote, you got to register to vote, and you got to – listen, you got to take back the country. It's why the president was elected and why I think he'll be elected again. So waiting for Mike. Am Mike going to join us momentarily? Oh, we got traffic right now. Then Mike Gallagher. Okay. You know what? Debbie's out there. Look at Debbie. You're always there when we need you, girl. Thank you so much, Debbie.
Hi, Joe.
8:46. Then we'll go to Mike Gallagher. How are we doing traffic-wise this morning, Deb?
Oh, it's a mess out here, Joe. Let's start off on the LIE heading eastbound, getting out toward Wading River Road in Suffolk County. Out in Manorville, watch out for an overturned vehicle. Traffic is still a problem this morning as you head to the LIE westbound. A lot of heavy traffic getting out toward the BQE at about 20 minutes in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Southbound Van Wyck at Kew Gardens, a disabled car. It's still a mess on the southbound Deegan into the 230s with an accident there. A lot of volume southbound Thruway, 15A in Sloatsburg, a crash still blocking the right lane. And we're seeing delays on 46 westbound in Fairfield, getting out toward Willowbrook Mall with some down wires. All lanes subject to closure there. 15 in at the GWB, Lincoln Tunnel, that's 20, Holland about 35. And prepare for some delays on 18. 18 northbound, getting up into Old Bridge. Some more down wires as well. So prepare for some stop-and-go traffic. And 287 North exit 12, an accident just cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
President Trump's son, Eric Trump, and Kevin McCullough Radio observed the patriotism in Orlando.
Son of the president, Eric Trump, rejoins us at Kevin McCullough Radio. Eric, what do you think of those 50,000 people sitting behind you on the grass?
Hey, Kevin, you've got, as you said, probably 50,000 people out here, and people are chanting USA, 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 and the patriotism that you see out here is incredible.
Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news where the news happens. Weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
If you want to grow your business, you need to move at the speed of business. That means delivering the right message to the right audience at the right time. With Salem Surround, you can stop chasing your customers and let them chase you. Get your business seen on premium, high-traffic websites. Target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Reach people who are actively looking for your products and services right now. Retarget potential customers who visit your website and leave. You can even target people who attend a specific event and people who are visiting your competition. Plus, SEO, social media marketing, video, Google AdWords, and more. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. For a limited time, take advantage of a free digital marketing checkup.
Call Greg Cooper, Salem Surround Media Strategist at 212-857-9635. That's 212-857-9635. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. 212-857-9635.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
All right, Michael's of Brooklyn. You got to love it. Avenue R. Nostrand right there in Brooklyn, New York. Did you go out to the neighborhood? I got a tweet yesterday. Joey, I'm coming to New York. It was right on Twitter. Where do I go? And I tweet back, where else are you going to go? Michael's of Brooklyn. Right there in Avenue R. and Nostrand. And you're going to experience one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. And then Queen Bee, I know Queen Bee, she texted me. She was with Michael at this food thing they did at the Javits Center, Frankie Five Boroughs, that big food.
Absolutely.
Food thing, whatever that is. Michael's of Brooklyn. She goes, wow, I just saw Michael's of Brooklyn. It was great. She tweeted me. I hear, and from all over the country, I hear about Michael's of Brooklyn. So the good thing is when you're local and you're listening to me locally in New York or New Jersey or Connecticut, you got to go out to Avenue R. Nostrand and you'll get the greatest restaurant, the one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, right there. This is according to the Food Network, by the way. And Fred is there, and Johnny's there, the family's there. Michael himself is there, the grandson. It's just a great, great feel. The Italian heritage you will feel. Then, as you listen around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com, or you're watching on YouTube now, on Facebook, go to the supermarket. I was with the kids the other day. Went to the ShopRite. I'm an exciting guy. And I'm with the kids, and we're shopping, and we're going. And I said, look, they go, oh, Dad, look at all the sauces. I go, take Michael's of Brooklyn. We took it home. Spectacular. You'll see Michael's of Brooklyn right there. And you heard it first here on the Piscopo Show. We love Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy for over 50 years.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio. You know what I want to talk about? Let me know when Mike joins us like that. Am I coming
up
now? You'll
see him. He'll be walking in.
Is he coming in live here?
Yeah. He's in studio. Yeah.
Oh, this is great. But I just want to mention this, if I may. President Trump will honor an Iraq war veteran today. The president will award the coveted Medal of Honor to former Army Staff Sergeant David Bellavia.
We've been on the show many times.
You know, Bellavia was leading a mission in Fallujah in 2004. A White House statement says he rescued his entire squad during a fierce fight in an insurgent stronghold. The Medal of Honor is the nation's highest military award. And I think he's the only living member of the military to get the Medal of Honor from the Iraq War. Is that right, Frankie?
I don't know. I will double check that.
I thought I heard that.
Great
on
story on the CBS Evening News on that last night. He's a talk show host in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And apparently is not a person who likes the spotlight and very humbled that he's receiving the award. And even when they announced it, he didn't want to announce it because the White House hadn't announced it yet.
Yeah. I mean, when Joe used to bring up his heroics of what he did in Iraq, he would almost get embarrassed, you know.
Amazing.
Wouldn't want to talk about any of that.
Well-deserved.
So that's good. And you know what? That's what we should be concentrating on, that. You know, all of this with the politics, and they're trying to figure out this president and what he did, what he should do, what he not do. And also, I have to say to my conservative friends, it's just not to criticize. What do they want? All-out war. It was just, I think the president just likes to surprise people sometimes. You know what I mean? He'll say something that you go,
but
oh, my God.
But it's not political. That's the thing. They're all surprised. He was elected because he's not the establishment.
Yeah.
Why are people shocked at times when he says the things that he says? He's not a politician. He's not going to be politically correct.
I thought he was great with Chuck Todd, by the way. Was that interesting?
I thought he was good. I mean,
hello, there's Mike Gallagher right there. Sorry, Frankie. How are you, Mike? Good to see you, buddy.
Good morning, sir. No,
we're talking about the president with Chuck Todd. I thought he was good. I thought
Chuck Todd.
But I thought the president handled it great.
He did, and you know, but it's just Chuck Todd. Will you stop yelling at the president of the United States?
Is that what you're going to say, Frank? Is that what you're going to say?
Pretty much. I thought Trump was good. I didn't think if you compare the George Stephanopoulos interview to Chuck Todd,
Stephanopoulos was much more professional.
Amen.
Todd, listen, I got to say it. Chuck Todd's a hack. I mean, he really is. He's got even George Stephanopoulos, who's a former Clinton aide, did a better job of professionally interacting with the president than Chuck Todd. Now, remember, these guys all know each other. Stephanopoulos and Trump go way
back.
I mean, it's all so interesting. It's like the people, the famous friends.
You're a wise guy, George.
You're a wise guy.
Little wise guy.
They know each other. I mean, remember, I always say this,
that's
Joe.
That's what you do.
I mean, I always want people to go to the Comedy Central roast of Donald Trump.
Whoa.
About 20 years ago. Now it's blue. It's very dirty. And there's a lot. So I want to warn you. But the point of it is, all these guys loved him. All the people who hate him now loved him. And in fact, when he said 20-plus years ago, I think I'll run for president someday, they went crazy. They gave him a standing ovation.
Let me tick off the Democrats listening now, if I can. Ed, forgive me. I just caught on line somewhere, Oprah and the president and Citizen Trump. What was that, 20 years ago?
20-plus years ago.
And Oprah talked about, you have this magnetic personality that everybody loves. Now, I've seen it. I've seen it when it was Donald Trump, and he was with Marla, and he'd be walking through a room, and I'd be with Kimberly.
Sure.
Harry Hurley, our buddy from Dallas.
Oh, sure, New Jersey.
But there was an aura about Donald Trump, and now it has really resonated with millions, 63 million Americans. And the press can't stand it. They can't stand it.
Look at how they're twisting themselves into a pretzel over Iran. They don't want to bomb Iran.
I love it.
So he decides, okay, I don't want to kill 150 people over a drone. Okay, now they don't know what to do because they're like, well, we can't give him any credit.
You can go
the Maxine Waters route and take Iran's side. you could do what the Democrats are doing and claim that we're provoking them somehow, which is crazy. I mean, they're trying to out-crazy each other.
All the news journalists, I use that word loosely,
put that in quotes.
The ones that are going after, do they want us to bomb? I'm confused what they want.
They don't know what. What they want is to oppose anything he does. The old joke, if he figured out how to walk on water, they'd say it's because he's too stupid to swim.
Yeah.
They just cannot stand him. Meanwhile, more winning. Mexico, look at this, sending 15,000 troops to the U.S. border. Mm-hmm. You know, originally they were also going to send troops to their southern border. Now they're sending them to their northern border. More winning. Here we go again. We're building the wall. Yeah. Going to be 400 miles of wall built. This is the stuff. And he's doing it despite the machine up against him.
Hey, Mike Gallagher, 1005. And we were talking earlier with Jason Johnson, one of the Republican strategists.
Great conversation.
Can you maybe, on your you got millions of listeners every day.
Dozens, at least.
On your show. No, you know, but could you say that they're trying to take the narrative away of the concentration camp and the southern border and how the president treats children? Number one, all those pictures that we see are from the Obama administration. But why can't, and the Obama administration never stepped in, as I said, and I railed. They should, as a guy whose mission has been to help the at-risk youth for 25 years. President Obama never went to step and help the South Side of Chicago. The president with his opportunity zones, and our friend Mike Gallagher, is going in. Why can't someone, I don't know if you do it media-wise, just bring this forth? I'm like talking till I'm blue in the face, trying to take the narrative, take it about the southern border. What about the children in the United States of America?
But the president is desperately trying to make that case. The Democrats won't fund humanitarian efforts to get them more food. I saw Laura Ingraham this week from Fox News. She went down there. They showed how the Border Patrol agents themselves are bringing in their own personal clothes for these kids. They're bringing in bottles of water, juice, sippy cups, all this stuff for these kids.
If the
Democrats hate him so much that they're going to try to oppose anything, including helping these kids. But you're right. It ought to be front and center. It ought to be front and center.
Help the kids that are here in America, in the inner cities of the United States. That should be the Democratic initiative, and they have nothing, no platform at all.
They have not stepped up. But there's a guy in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue who's trying to step up.
That's it.
You got a bunch of Republicans who are trying to step up. But at least the NBA, and I know Al, big sports fan, Frank, everybody in here, I'm glad the NBA is taking the challenge of race relations seriously. They want to ban the word owner from the NBA because it has racial
Mike
connotations.
Mike Gallagher, 10:05. Oh, boy. 970, the answer. Thank you, Mike.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.